This community update was brought to you by Uradio. Healing doesn't always begin in a doctor's office. Sometimes it starts with a song, and music is becoming that powerful tool for mental wellness. Music is a way to regulate overwhelming emotions, process trauma, and feel less alone. While clinical supports remain essential, many mental health advocates say creativity and connection are equally important parts of healing. At the Mood Disorders Association of Manitoba, MDAM, Executive Director Rita Chahal has seen the impact firsthand with their MAD camp.
And for us at Mood Disorders, we have a special program called MAD camp. Now, MAD camp stands for Music, Art, Dance, Drama. And music is a big part of that program. In the summertime, we have youth between the ages of 12 and 17 who come to our camp. It's a day camp right here in this building. And they look at creative ways in which they can manage their wellness journey.
Through programs like MAD camp, youth explore mental health through music, art, dance, and drama. By the end of the program, some have written songs, others have formed bands or choreographed performances. But Chahal says the most important outcome is connection.
A lot of them do go the musical route, and at the end of it, somebody has written a song, or they've created a rock band, or they've choreographed an item to a particular song. There's some really, really great talent, and the best part of it is that the kids stay connected, and they continue to get inspired by others.
And that connection is also what makes music so effective neurologically. Research shows music can calm the nervous system, regulate mood, and help reduce symptoms of depression, anxiety, and post-traumatic stress. For Winnipeg-based singer-songwriter Stephanie Westall, music became a lifeline.
From my experience, one of the songs I wrote several years ago is called Bleed, and it's about self-harm. And I was not very comfortable personally talking about it at that time. So an easy way for me to therapeutically talk about it with a little bit of a buffer zone was to write about it.
A world-traveled teacher and musician, Westall has spent more than 20 years writing songs about difficult and often taboo subjects, self-harm and sexual violence among them. When speaking felt impossible, songwriting created space for truth.
I also have a song called Lesser Than that is about sexual violence. So again, that's not something that I directly maybe wanted to introduce in a conversation, but when the song comes out, the number of personal messages I received back, Steph, we understand, we get it. I've had a similar experience. Thank you so much for putting it out there in this way.
For survivors, that kind of representation matters. Trauma is isolating, and hearing one's experiences reflected back through song can restore a sense of connection. Chahal says many of those most difficult experiences remain deeply stigmatized.
Absolutely. And violence in general, and you talk about the women's program that you have started.
Yes.
That's a huge issue in many, many communities, that we don't talk enough about it. It's still very much a taboo subject in many of the ethnocultural communities where, many of the listeners on this channel are from those communities. And don't be afraid to express yourself. Don't be afraid to ask for help. Don't be afraid to share it. Don't be afraid to report it to the authorities if that's the role that you can have to help them support someone.
However, Chahal and Westall make it clear that music is not a replacement for therapy or medical care. It is just one tool among many.
I have, as I said, I speak with a therapist every couple of weeks. That's been critical to my ongoing well-being.
Westall says music helped regulate her emotions, process grief, and reclaim a sense of strength. But healing isn't linear, and different tools are needed at different moments.
And so I did, but each step was, are you sure I need? No, I'm fine. Oh, no, I'm fine. It's okay. I'll be fine. And then I just sort of realized I really need professional help. My friends can't help me with this. They can be there to support me and love me 100%. But I really need to have some tools to manage my emotions and what I'm going through.
Music can soothe or energize. It can ground us or help us mourn.
like for me, musical tastes have changed over the years, and I embrace that. I like to listen to a lot of new stuff that puts me in a fresher mindset than some of the older music that might bring up heavy memories, things like that. I am actually working through that now. But there was a time where I just couldn't listen to grunge because my best friend died in a motorcycle accident, and I love grunge. So I've now little by little started performing it, and it's been incredibly healing. But I couldn't have done it, like, you know, 15 years ago. It wouldn't have worked. I would just cry.
For Westall, giving a voice to trauma was equally as much an act of self-healing as well as service.
I think that music is the great connector of all people on the planet. It's just a built-in part of who we are.
And sometimes that connection is where healing begins. With You Multicultural and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Ryan Funk.